Bernie, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today. Bernie is the Director of Services at CAD. And Bernie, you've got a very interesting conference coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
That's right. It's actually very timely. We're bringing over a speaker. He's a policy advisor to three different American administrations. So he's very experienced, very informed on the issue to do with the decriminalisation of cannabis. In fact, decriminalisation of all drugs. So he has a lot to present to us. He's going to talk about the impact that decriminalisation and legalisation has on communities in the States. He's spoken on a lot of various talk shows across the States. So we're delighted with that. And then we've speakers coming over from the UK, and they're just, because you know in the UK they declassified cannabis a few years ago, and it went further down the rung of the ladder, but they had to reclassify when use went up. So when I say it's a timely conference, I just think with all that's going on with the minister, is in favour of the minister with responsibility for drugs, Éireann O'Riordan, has stated he is in favour of decriminalising, and there are a number of the projects around the country that are in favour of it. But we've a lot of concerns about it. We're afraid if we decriminalise, use will go up and problem use will go up. We just think young people will think, gosh, it's not as harmful. The government wouldn't do this if it was harmful. So, you know, there's a number of reasons why we just have concerns. We really don't think it is the way we should go.
Okay, Bernie, and what would your position be on that? I mean, what would you see as an alternative viewpoint?
Well, I think what we do is look after those that have got caught up in it. I mean, really look after. If they're under 18, help them through the juvenile diversion programs, you know, so they won't get charges. If they have received charges or been, if they're under 18, we'll then use the second chance legislation that gives a young person an opportunity if they've committed a crime under the age of 18. To go forward and have those charges struck out, provided it's not something that landed them in the criminal courts. For the over-18s, it's gone back for further discussion, the same second chance. It's called spent convictions legislation. So that's gone back for further consideration, but we should hopefully, the Irish Penal Reform Trust were telling us during the week, hopefully within 4 to 6 months we might see something on that. But there is another option for people as well. There's the Irish Association for the Social Integration of Offenders, and they launched their annual report just this week. You might have picked up on that. They've helped 1,200 people in 2014 to get work in the construction and manufacturing industry. Now, low-skilled jobs, but still jobs, still giving them a chance to get some self-esteem back. They've also helped nearly 2,000 people get into education and training in 2014. So it's not all lost for someone who has a conviction. I know it's scary for them if they want to travel, you know, and they can't do that. But hopefully they'd use the mechanisms that are there to help get them back on track.
So your argument is maybe not to decriminalise it or indeed legalise it
just
either.
Leave it as it is
and try and help people through the difficulty. Is that...
That's absolutely it, yeah, that's it. We have, there are options there. People think there aren't, but there are options there. We're just afraid that it will just signal that this drug is okay to use and more people will use it. And you see, people say as well, oh, the Irish model is not working. But if you take cannabis, in our last general population survey, 20% said they had tried it. So that's 80% who hadn't. How is that a failed policy? 3% said they'd used it in the month prior to the survey. So that's 97% who hadn't. Even the latest third level colleges, we have 50% who have used drugs, 50% who haven't. That's a good 50%. Talk to them, see what's influencing their decisions, you know, not to use. See, can we tap in, harness that energy, tap in some way into that, and try and influence those who are choosing to use. And it is concerning the drugs that are out there, whether it's ecstasy has become quite common now again. The head shop products are coming in over the internet. Solvent abuse is back again. It's been reported across. It never went away, I have to say, but there's an increased use in solvent abuse again. So you have to consider, you know, your own home. What can young people who are vulnerable get their hands on in the family home? you have to start at that point and make sure that you're not leaving anything around, that you wouldn't miss anything. That's the question we ask in our Family Focus programme. Would you miss something if a vulnerable person came in? Say with your son or daughter, they had a friend that came into the house and they were beginning to experiment. Are there benzos, are there sleeping tablets, tranquilizers there that they're helping themselves to, strong morphine-based tablets? It's a complex issue, Declan. I'm conscious that I'm hopping from one theme here to the other, but
yeah, no, it
in
is.
My head it's all linked.
Sure, yeah. And, I mean, as well, the argument as well that, you know, certainly people need help and they need to be put into programs or helped through the situation that they're in. But the argument that making them a criminal, does that have any standing at all with you? I've heard some discussions on this where people say, you know, don't make them a criminal, just help them through this. Like,
we fully understand why someone wouldn't want a conviction, why a parent wouldn't want a child to have a conviction. Absolutely, fully understand 100%. But we're looking at the bigger picture in CAD. We're saying, will the costs, you know, will the benefits of that outweigh the costs? Will we end up, will their sisters and brothers get the wrong impression, as can happen in families, you know? Will other people in the community, oh, sure, he's only going to a committee now, he's no chair. Like, that's what we're afraid of. It's around this increased use and increased problem use. And what sort of problems? When I say problem use, I'm talking about young people dropping out of school where they're, you know, their schoolwork is affected by their cannabis use. Third level colleges dropping out as well. Training workshops, youth reaches, all these things where learning is impaired. Our road traffic accidents. Alcohol tops the list, but cannabis is there in either second or third place. It alternates between cannabis and benzos for second and third place, causing road traffic accidents, you know. The mental health issues have to be a major concern for people. And the psychosis that's associated with the weed at the moment, because there's such a high percentage of the active ingredient, THC, that gives the high in it. So there, when I talk about increased problem use, that's what I'm talking about, for families and for communities.
And is there any, if
the law is relaxed in the way that it's suggested, it will happen.
Yeah, and I mean, you cited the UK evidence there in relation to cannabis a moment ago. I mean, your keynote speaker, Dr. Kevin Sabet. I mean, does he have the same message from the US, or what's the experience there?
Yes, he has. And there's a very close link between decriminalisation and legalisation in the States. And that's what he's saying to us, to be very, very wary. The minister is saying this is only decriminalisation. He's not talking about legalising. But that link is there. And they're putting forward the Portuguese model as the model to follow. But I've read scientific papers from, say, Cardoza and Duarte, and they say drug use has gone up in every category since decriminalisation. If you take the school-based surveys every 4 years, Ireland takes part in those as well. But in Portugal, every year they have gone up, they've increased steadily. And that's the 15 to 16-year-olds. You take our 15 to 16-year-olds in those same school-based surveys, they're called ESPAD, European Schools Project on Alcohol and Drugs. Our use has gone down from 35 down to 18%. So we're heading in the right direction. So how has this Portuguese model been held up as one to follow? It's just, we're puzzled. I suppose that's putting it in a nutshell. Okay. We're just puzzled because what we're seeing in the literature, another study, it was done by a UK-based, but it was about Portuguese, and they found cannabis and ecstasy use had increased. And one of the reasons they said it was increased due to the decriminalisation and perceived tolerance of use. That's the direct quote from the research there.
Yeah.
So, Declan, I think you can see why we'd love it if decriminalisation could mean just that and not have any knock-on effect. We wouldn't be taking this position that we're taking. But our fear is that the perception of harm will diminish, use will increase, and we'll have problem use will increase also.
Okay. So who would you encourage, Bernie, to come along to the conference on the 17th?
Anybody if this is open to parents, or it's open to anybody who helps a young person reach their full potential. Anybody really who's coming in contact with young people. Because we all have a role to play. And sometimes it takes two or three adults to actually shape a young person's future. So anybody who's interested in this topic, they can contact the CAD office 878-3656. email bmacdonald@cadaboutdrugs.ie. That's cadaboutdrugs.ie. Or if you just Google us, you'll get the details. And there are places available for Saturday, the 17th of October. The Friday conference is completely booked out. We have similar speakers on both days.
On both days. Okay, Bernie. And that's in the Radisson Blue there in,
right, in Golden Lane. Yeah.
Okay, Bernie, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks,
no doubt
Stephen,
that debate will continue.
Thank
You're
you.
Very welcome. Thanks very much. That was bye-bye. That was Bernie MacDonald there, Director of Services with the Community Awareness of Drugs, cadaboutdrugs.ie, for any more information you might want.